Domestic security will now come to order. And Lois, please call the roll.
Chair Gibson.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Stargell. Senator Torres.
Here.
Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And Senator Stargell is excused. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senator Broxson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form, give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. And we want to move quickly this morning because Senator Broxson has a bill to present and we need our quorum. So we're going to go to tab one, Senator, Small Business Financial Assistance by Senator Garcia. Senator Garcia, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And with Senate Bill 152 tries to create is creates an incentive program for small businesses to hire veterans and disabled veterans. We keep on hearing that Florida is the most veteran-friendly state, and I think this goes a long way to start doing that. The original, we have a strike-all amendment to the bill, which I worked on with the chair. Great amendment, I think. but the original language, members, was a program that was going to be a $10 million program over 10 years. But knowing the budgetary constraints that we're under, we want to make sure that we created a pilot program, which the chair was very instrumental in doing to make sure that the program works. And if it does work, we can then go ahead and expand it at that point. The strike-all amendment also defines what a small business is referred to in the original bill. It was 200 or fewer employees with $2 million or less of annual revenue. Under the strike-all amendment is 50 or fewer employees with $1 million or less in annual income. And then it also talks about different grant amounts, reduces it from $3,000 to $1,500 per veteran hired and $5,000 to $3,000 per disabled veteran hired. That, in a nutshell, is the bill and the strike-all amendment, Madam Chair and members.
So having explained amendment barcode 86820, are there any questions? Seeing no questions. Any debate? No debate. Senator Garcia, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
I waive close.
You waive close. All those in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Yay. Opposed? Nay. The amendment is adopted. So we're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Any appearance forms on the bill as amended? Wow. Senator Garcia, is there a debate? Is there any debate? I have debate. Thank you so much for your hard work on this amendment. And we are the most military-friendly state in the country. Your bill just enhances that. Senator Brock.
Madam Chairman, thank you for this good bill. You know, sometimes we do pick winners, and the state gets involved in doing that, and I believe that we're doing the right thing and making sure that our military veterans are winners in the state of Florida. Thank you.
Senators.
I want to thank Senator Garcia for thinking and providing something that veterans throughout the state and small businesses who are struggling or who want to get hired. And as a veteran, I think this is an incentive that small businesses need. And I thank you for this good bill.
All right. Seeing no more debate, Senator Garcia, you're recognized to close on your bill as amended. Waiving close. Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 152.
Senator Bradley.
Yes.
Senator Stargell. Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes. And by your vote, Senate Bill 152 is reported favorably.
Madam Chair, may I say thank you for your help in getting this bill to where it is and for taking care of our veterans. Thank you.
You're welcome, members. So we're now going to move to tab three, senators, the confirmation hearing for Glenn Sutphin, Executive Director of the Department of Veterans Affairs. And today we will vote on a recommendation to confirm the appointment of Lieutenant Colonel Glenn Sutphin, U.S. Army retired, as the Executive Director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. Colonel Sutphin will be placed under oath to address the committee and answer any questions you have regarding his qualifications for Executive Director position. At the conclusion of all testimony and questioning, I will entertain a motion, and the committee will vote on the recommendation to confirm Colonel Sutphin's executive appointment. And Lieutenant Colonel Sutphin is standing before us. And would you please raise your right hand to be sworn in as a witness? Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Colonel Sutphin, you are recognized to address the committee.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, members. I come from a family of long line of military service. I joined the military on June 6th of 1969. I didn't realize the date, the importance of the date, till I got home. My father says, well, you know, it's the day of D-Day. But I had gone to school. I thought the war in Vietnam and everything would be over, but it was not. And I served 30 years in the military. I was an E-6 recon sergeant with the 101st Air Mobile at that time, and then took my commission as a field artillery officer. Came to Florida, was an M-Day soldier for the Guard. In other words, I drilled on the weekends and two weeks out of the summer. Then I went active, what they call AGR, and active duty with the Guard, and finished up in 99. In 1999, I was unable to deploy anymore, and Major General Ron Harrison, who was the Adjutant General, and Colonel Clark said, we have another position for you. We think that you might be able to help out in, and that was I was assigned to the Department of Military Affairs as a legislative analyst and a legislative aide. At that point, we were looking to acquire equipment and anything we could for the National Guard. When Governor Bush took over, he decided that the Department of Military Affairs was to become truly military affairs. And that meant that we had to reach out, start out to base commanders meeting, which had been extremely successful in making Florida one of the most military-friendly state in the nation, so that we could find out about encroachment, the different things that our families needed down here, the different things that the military needed. And then the war broke out. And at that time, then one of my jobs was to get units deployed ready, get them out the door, the wounded back, unfortunately those who we'd lost, try to get them back to their families and get them taken care of. All my adult life, I've either led troops, trained troops, or cared for their families and the troops. I had three very simple rules in the military. No mission is to be refused. No is not an answer. And failure is not an option. And I've tried to carry that through to my life. In the Department of Military Affairs, if you got a call from anyone and it said something about military, it didn't necessarily veteran or anything, if they used the word military, then it was sit up to my office to see about working it. And I learned a lot of valuable lessons of how to help people. Everything from families that needed medical care because their loved one was deployed out, and they didn't understand the military system or they didn't understand the state system, to veterans who are trying to figure out how to get their benefits or where they could get in to a nursing home. I did that until April of 16, and at that point I was asked to come over to the VA. I have to tell you, working for the Department of Veterans Affairs is an excellent job. There is no higher calling in this nation. Now, I know I probably get some preachers and chaplains, especially when I'm in the room right here, say that's not true. But I disagree. Taking care of those who have served us and give us our country, for whatever good or bad you want to say about our country, we wouldn't have it if you didn't have the men and women that stood through the hard times, the good times, and gave us their service. Many times after Vietnam, We certainly didn't weren't as good to them as we probably should have been. And I think Florida has gone a long ways into rectifying that, just like this bill that just came up. There's many things that have been done in the state of Florida that make us the most veteran-friendly state. Looking into the agency, what I wanted to do is make sure that we are as responsive as we had been in the Department of Military Affairs. If you have a case from a veteran and they call in, someone will call them back, right back. Find out what the issue is. Sometimes we can do it very quickly. We can fix it. Sometimes it takes a little bit more issue. Then if we can't fix it, we need to get them the name of the person in the VA. I don't mean an office. I don't mean some switchboard. I mean a person, a human, and a name, and a direct line. And tell that veteran, this is the person that's going to call you. And then we check to make sure that person calls them back. We have a group of people at Bay Pines. I call them the ninjas. Assistance personnel. And they have the ability to go what's called level 7. And they are able to go up into the VA system and get a lot of things fixed very quickly. It's not unusual to see monthly, in our monthly report, someone got $300,000 worth of back pay. I think the most we've gotten is 700 some odd thousand. That's how bad the problems are by the time they get to us. When we finally get them fixed up, there is a lot of pay that comes back in through there. My father taught me a couple simple rules in life. One of them is you should never turn your hand away from someone who asks you for help. He always said that might be Jesus asking you, and you should do what you can. And he always said it doesn't take any time at all to be polite and listen to people and to see if you can help them, because at any one second, there is somebody in that room that is smarter than you. And if you will listen, you might pick up that knowledge and be able to use it. If you see fit to let me work for the veterans, I'll work hard. I'll do you a good job. I won't ever embarrass you. And I'll be loyal to the veterans of the state of Florida. Ma'am, that's my statement.
Thank you very much. Are there questions of Colonel Sutphin? Senator Bradley.
Madam Chair, if it's in order, and please tell me, I would move to recommend approval of his confirmation in this position.
It's almost in order, but because I have some appearance forms that I need to recognize first.
Understood.
And then you can do that. 1 second.
Great.
No other members have questions, so we have some appearance cards here. Mike Mason, chairman of the Florida Veterans Foundation, is waving in support. Thank you. Joe Marino, COO, Veterans Florida, waving in support. Thank you. I have Emmett Reed, executive director, Florida Healthcare Association. Doesn't have waving.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, Senator Bradley, first of all, Colonel Sutphin, do you have any closing remarks?
I know I've been around a long time. I hope I've learned lessons that are going to help our veterans. Working with the VA is a unique challenge. I intend to keep working at it and to do the best I can. And I certainly appreciate input, you know, because where we're going, we think we're going to do the right thing. I appreciate everything that the years I've worked with you all, and if I can be of service, that's what I'd like to continue to do. That's it, ma'am.
All right. And Senator Bradley?
Ma'am, I move that this committee recommend confirmation of Colonel Sutphin as Executive Director of the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Lois, please call the roll on Senator Bradley's recommendation to confirm Glenn Sutphin, Executive Director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Stargell? Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, the confirmation of Glenn Sutphin is recommended favorably.
Thank you very much,
and thank you for your service.
Thank you so much, you all. Appreciate it.
We'll now move quickly to tab 2, Senate Bill 1202 on Veterans Annual Sales Tax Holiday by Senator Mumford.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senators, Senate Bill 1202 is another way that Florida can say thank you to our veterans who have sacrificed to keep our country safe and free. This bill would provide a tax-free day for all honorably discharged veterans if they purchase clothing and shoes valued under $60 on Veterans Day. In addition, this bill would allow a retailer to opt out of participating in the tax-free day under certain conditions. Senate Bill 1202 would also require veterans to show proof of military service at the time of purchase. And finally, this bill would provide the Department of Revenue with rulemaking authority. There are two amendments.
All right. You're recognized.
Amendment 163664 would add the Veteran Health Identification Card as a form of ID that can be used as proof of veteran status.
Are you finished explaining that barcode? Okay. Are there questions on the amendment? Seeing none. Are there appearance forms on the amendment? None. Is there a debate on the amendment? Seeing none. Senator Montfort, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close,
Madam. All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
Yay. Opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. Will you please explain barcode 693622?
Thank you, Senator. This amendment would address a concern raised by DOR. It would clarify the eligibility requirement for retailers who want to opt out of the sales tax holiday.
Are there questions on the amendment? Seeing none, no appearance forms. Is there a debate on the amendment? Senator Mumford, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wait, close.
All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say nay. All right, we're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? We do have two. Seeing none. Oh, Senator Torres.
Yes, I have one question. Senator, as a veteran, we celebrate Memorial Day, and that wasn't included in this.
This bill selected Veterans Day, but Memorial Day, I guess we could add that as an amendment later on if we'd like.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other?
Madam Chair, if I may. I'll be glad to work with you, Senator.
All right, seeing no more questions, let's see where we are. We have appearance cards from Dennis Baker, President, Florida Veterans Foundation, waving in support. Thank you. And Mike Mason, Chair, Florida Veterans Foundation, also waving in support. Thank you. All right. Is there a debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Montfort, you're recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to say it's an honor for me to be able to present this bill on behalf of the veterans.
Thank you. Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 1202.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Stargell? Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Senate Bill 1202 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. All right. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, the committee, what do we say? Is adjourned without objection. Our Senator Bradley moves we adjourn. Without objection, we're adjourned.